G'day, Jack.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're very well, thank you. We can talk up an Australian Test match cricket win, which is good. We lost the series, but we got a Test match win, which is great.
Fantastic. Well, you're a bit of a geek, aren't you, Slap?
A geek? Yeah, I probably am.
Well, I'm tonight at the launch of this revolutionary new computer.
Oh.
And apparently it's going to change our lives.
Is it?
And they're certainly selling it to me. I've got no idea whether this is true or not.
Yes.
But it's a memory-driven computing system, and everyone's saying it's got the new thing. It's going to be what is in your phone. It's what is in your computer, and it's going to be what is going to drive everything from now on, 8,000 times faster than the current systems. And I've seen the first prototype, so it's exciting.
Who's going to use it, Eddie Jones or Michael Checker?
Well, no, they need a boxing ring at the moment. It's quite exciting at the moment because we've got Michael Checker has taken it to Eddie Jones. This morning in his press conference was talking about Jones tarnishing the legacy of his achievements, what he had achieved in Australia, saying that his comments about the media being disrespectful was in itself disrespectful. He was saying that, you know, he has grown up in Australia. That's where he's been coached. That's where he's got the opportunities given to him, where he's been able to grow as a coach and play. And yet, you know, he was saying, look, if you're looking to leave a legacy somewhere, then you don't want to hit it back at where when you leave. So, you know, Michael Checker, this is the first time he's really come out in a strong way like that against Eddie Jones. Eddie Jones was going to have a press conference, which was on, it was off, it was on, it was off. It didn't happen, so we don't really know what Eddie Jones has to say about that. But, of course, he has previously talking about the scrum, he's talking about the media being disrespectful, and he's just generating a lot of interest, and there's a lot of excitement around the game this weekend.
Yeah, there certainly is. Look, Formula One's been interesting. It was Lewis Hamilton possibly getting the sack, but I doubt that he will in his tactics to slow down the race. But Rosberg got up, and Ricciardo looks to be keen for 2017, Jack.
Well, it's really exciting. Daniel Ricciardo is looking forward because, of course, there is these changes to the car specifications for next year. And so he's believing that the mechanics will be able to produce a car for him that's a little bit more competitive next season. I mean, his big challenge might be not so much the car or Mercedes, but will be Max Verstappen. I mean, he's been the absolute gun in the last race or two, and being the teammate, you know, there's obviously going to be some key rivalries going on there. As for Lewis Hamilton, he didn't go to the parties last night. He, well, certainly didn't go to Nico Rosberg's party. He went to a different nightclub in what you can have in Abu Dhabi as nightclubs. And he is still facing, it's unknown whether Mercedes is going to sanction him. Toto Wolff was saying, well, you know, it wasn't the right thing to do. Christian Horner from Red Bull has said, well, you know, they're a bit naive to think that he wouldn't have done that. It wasn't dirty, it wasn't illegal, and, you know, fair play to Lewis Hamilton to try and get that, you know, to try and get others to overtake Nico Rosberg so he would win the world title.
Jack, I remember chatting to you about this, how they avoided a catastrophe at the Rio Olympic Games when that massive camera came crashing down. Remember that? Just missing everybody in the cafe. Now, what's the story?
Well, this is the camera that is the beauty shot that oversees the park, and it's strung up on four very high-tension wires that then moves the camera around over the park. It fell in the middle of the park, narrowly missed some children. It did get, you know, one person was quite severely injured but has recovered. Now, the Rio organisers or the police have now indicted four camera operators, the people who kind of you know, run the camera, even though in evidence, the police have evidence that it was a wire, a kite wire, which a lot of the criminal gangs there use, that they coat the wire with a very abrasive substance, and it's used as a weapon where they can cut through things. And apparently it's shown that three of the wires were cut by this line wire, and that's what caused the malfunction, that caused the camera to fall down. So there's enormous frustration that some of these camera operators now been facing criminal charges when they believe that the real criminal was a local resident using these kites and perhaps just trying to create a bit of mischief, but perhaps has created more than what he expected. So there's a little bit of confusion about whether these four employees are now facing criminal charges. And, of course, obviously the organisers are trying to sort that one out over there.
Good on you, Jack. We've just run out of time. Lovely to chat to you. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.